Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Thacker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. And now, play ball. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Thomas for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Javier steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker strikes out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Zimmer moves to third. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a line drive towards short. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker is 0-for-1 in the game. Thacker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Thacker and he is safe. Javier steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. George Altman pinch runs for Ed Bauschi. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Altman moves to second. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Al Heist. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. L. Tapp now catching. George Altman now playing left field. Richie Ashburn now playing center field. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial strikes out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Bill White pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie James now playing center field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki pinch hits for Hal Smith. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Tim McCarver pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a pop-up towards the mound. Elston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Julian Javier. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Crow reaches second base with a double. McCarver moves to third. Kurt Simmons pinch runs for George Crow. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 4 in the game. Cunningham is hit by the pitch. Alex Gramas pinch runs for Kurt Simmons. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 4 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McCarver scores. Gramas moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim McCarver now catching. Alex Gramas now playing second base. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.